Carrie, wake up. I could hear Noah's voice, just a whisper, but urgent enough to pull me from Candyland dreams. Noah? I asked, confused. Daddy was going to be mad if Noah sneaked me out of the house again. I liked our late-night trust-me walks. The nights we played trust-me, I didn't wake up scared from my daddy and his visits in the night. Daddy always got mad at Noah for taking me on trust-me walks. He always took Noah's toys when we went on the walks, but Noah said he didn't care, because he liked listening to music or TV more, anyway. Daddy hurt Noah, too, but Noah never talked about it.
Come on, sissy. We're sneaking out for a walk tonight.
He had a toothy, mischievous grin on his face, but even in my little six-year-old mind, I could see the fear in his eyes. I hated that look, so I never questioned when he took me on the trust-me walks. The walks took that look away.
Can I be trust this time, Bubba?
I asked, while putting on my bunny slippers and grabbing Abby, my favorite doll.
Sure, sissy. What are we trusting tonight?
He asked, as we snuck quiet as mice out his bedroom window. Noah taught me this game sometime before I formed memories, because I don't remember learning it. I just always knew the game.
Let's see.
I yawned as we scurried through the backyard and over the fence that separated us from Mr. Johnson's house.
The trust tonight is a world with flying cars. Every car we see, we pretend they are flying.
I paused to put together my trust world in my head.
The cars that are blue are the secrets we hid from each other this week. So tell them secrets for the blue ones, Bubba.
I giggled, knowing he didn't take the bus home from school this week, but walked home so he could peek in the guitar store downtown. He didn't know I knew, so I was excited.
Okay, but the red cars are your secret cars, he responded,
finally slowing down after we entered the neighborhood a block over from ours.
I nodded my agreement to his choice of color. Flying secret cars can only be stopped by yellow flying cars.
I chose yellow, knowing there were no yellow cars in this neighborhood.
Deal,
he said with a smile, taking my hand and pointing at a blue car across the street.
Looks like I'm first, sissy. What'll the secret be tonight?
He tapped a finger on his lips like he was thinking, and I giggled.
I know,
I said, a little louder than I should have. A dog started barking, and Noah shushed me quickly.
Quiet, Carrie. Jeez.
We stopped walking and waited for any sign that we were busted, but none came. Noah turned with a relieved smile.
Okay, what secret did I keep this week?
I admitted to knowing about his skipping the bus and laughed.
He was so busted. I won't tell, though, Bubba. I swear,
I assured him in my most serious six-year-old voice.
That's because we never tell our secrets and trust me. That's the point.
He points to a red car parked in the driveway of Carl Stanton's house. He is a friend of my dad's, and I'm always nervous that one night he will catch us and tell Dad. We get real quiet as we pass the Stanton house and jog quickly around the corner, both of us breathing in relief that we made it safely past his house without getting caught.
That was a red car, Carrie. Your turn. Tell me your secrets from this week.
I hated getting to my turn. Bubba always made me tell him my secrets, even if he knew them already.
He said that was why we played Trust Me, so that we always knew, no matter what, that we could tell each other everything, and then bad things wouldn't happen. I didn't bother telling him that the bad things still happened. He knew they did, but he swore that by trusting each other, and only each other, that we would never feel alone when Dad got a hold of us. He knew our touches were different. Daddy made Noah bleed when he would touch him. He was always using a belt or shoe, pretty much anything he could to keep Noah scared of him and quiet. I knew it was my fault that Noah got beat up by Dad. If I hadn't told him my secret all those times ago when I was really small, then Noah wouldn't have to get hit so much. That was when he started playing Trust Me so much more. He said that we could tell our secrets to each other and we would be safe. But I was only safe when Noah wanted to play Trust Me. When we would play, my dad wouldn't sleep in my bed that night and make me show him my loves. But when we did play Trust Me, Daddy always beat on Noah the next day. Maybe I could help Noah if I stopped playing Trust Me.
You know my secrets, Bubba,
I whispered. I couldn't look at him when I said it. He stopped and pulled me towards the school playground. I didn't know we had walked so far.